I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Monday, March 9th. Dayton Public Schools will restructure some of its grades and consolidate others for the next school year. District leaders say the move better uses current resources and will give students more options at the higher grade level. WISO's Catherine Mobley has more.
Currently, there are 17 sites for pre-K students. Next school year, they will be assigned to one of four locations: Rosa Parks Early Learning Center, Rivers Edge Montessori, Kemp Elementary, and Eastmont Elementary. Superintendent David Lawrence believes the new configuration will focus more attention on these youngsters.
The concentration of preschool students in one space, that gives us a chance to work on professional development and really drill down into preschool and what a great preschool looks like.
According to Lawrence, no teacher layoffs are anticipated, and the change will annually save the district about $3.6 million. Three-year-olds who qualify can do a half-day program, and four-year-olds will be offered a full day. DPS currently serves about 700 preschoolers. The district loses students between middle and high school. Thus, other changes include adding sixth grade to three standalone middle schools to give these students more time to form strong relationships while shoring up fundamental skills. Families can learn more about these changes on March 23rd. The district will host an information meeting at Ponitz High School at 6 p.m. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has suspended its Trusted Traveler program effective immediately. The base cites safety and security of personnel, visitors, and facilities for the change. The program had allowed uniformed service members, their dependents, DOD employees, and retired uniformed service members and spouses with DOD ID cards to vouch for vehicle occupants. But updated procedures will now require all vehicle occupants to present valid DOD identification at the gate. Those without valid ID will be asked to visit the 88th Security Forces Pass and Registration Office to be vetted and receive a visitor's pass. That office is located on Logistics Avenue in Building 286. It's open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4:30, and after-hours passes can be obtained at the gate. Republican leaders in the Ohio House and Senate say they're planning to override another of Governor Mike DeWine's vetoes that were placed in the budget last year. They're targeting his veto of their elimination of a sales tax break on construction materials for data centers. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
House Speaker Matt Huffman says the tax break is a carryover from when data centers were new and Ohio was trying to attract them, but those days are over.
I don't think that the companies who are building those should get special treatment when buying materials to build their buildings.
And Senate President Rob McCauley says data centers already get a lot of advantages in Ohio.
Especially given the fact that we recently gave them the ability to build power behind their own meter and not take it off the grid. We didn't think that there was a need for the sales tax exemption anymore.
House Minority Leader Dunny Isaacson says he supports the tax break and will vote against the veto override. Senate Minority Leader Nikki Antonio says Democrats in that chamber are split on it. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.
A major regional bank is closing its branch in downtown Dayton. PNC Bank says its location on North Patterson Road will close after May 15th. That location will consolidate with the branch at 1501 Troy Street. That's about 2 miles away in northeast Dayton. The bank says its customers have more choices for their financial needs and are using brick-and-mortar locations differently these days. PNC's downtown Dayton branch opened in 2015. The Dayton Daily News reports that other PNC branches have closed in the past few years, including in West Carrollton, Vandalia, and Oakwood. Area families have more housing options in Dayton's Wolf Creek and Wright-Dunbar areas. 32 market-rate homes are now available for purchase. County Corps is overseeing this redevelopment project. In Wolf Creek, the average sale price is $76,000, while new units in the Wright-Dunbar area average $208,000. The City of Dayton invested $300,000 in building these homes using its federal American Rescue Plan Act money. A taste of spring over the next few days. Today, a nice taste with temperatures near 70 for a high, expecting plenty of sunshine. We'll have rain and thunderstorm chances Tuesday and especially on Wednesday. And some of those storms could be on the strong side on Tuesday and especially on Wednesday. So we'll have to stay weather aware on Wednesday. Still pleasant temperatures with highs in the 70s, but then getting cooler for the end of the week. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, March 9th. I'm Mike Fraser.